My name is Carly Ramirez. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I'm speaking with Janelle Bennett, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in McKinney, Texas. Where did you grow up? Did you, like, move anywhere growing up at all?
I grew up in Southern California. I was born in West Covina, California, and we lived in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I lived there from the age of, born until we moved to Rochester, New York when I was 9, I think. When I was in the third grade, we moved to Rochester, New York, which is upstate New York, near Lake Erie. It was beautiful, lots of trees, nothing like California. And then my dad was transferred again, we moved to Texas when I was in the fifth grade, so I only lived in Rochester for 2.5 years. Then we moved to Plano, Texas, when I was in the fifth grade, and we have been here ever since.
That's fun. Who was one of your main influences, like, throughout your lifetime, and, like, why?
Oh, man. I guess it would be probably just my parents. I mean, I guess it would be your mom and your dad have a big influence growing up. So you don't think that you're like your mom until you are an adult.
Yeah.
Although I was always told that I look like my mom. And I'm sure that sounds familiar.
Oh, I get told a lot. How was your life as, like, a growing adult? Like, was it hard or was there challenges?
Well, being an adult is challenging. Being an adult means bills and responsibilities. But, I had kids at a young age, which is not always easy, which is never easy, but let's see. I had 3 kids by the time I was 21, so that means I will have 3 kids out of high school before I'm 40, so that's fun. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy. Raising 3 kids as a young 20-something was really hard. But then I, you know, met Mark, who's my husband, and we have a nice life. And, you know, there's struggles. You just got to work through it. But I would definitely say staying in school, going to college, or getting a degree or a certificate or a tech school or anything else like that. And then getting married and having kids is the way to go.
But you love us.
Well,
anything you would say to yourself as a kid, just like life advice?
Stay a kid as long as you can. Don't grow up. Stay, you know, do better in school. Pay attention. School really is important, no matter what, you know, you think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Maybe get a career. And, you know, be more responsible.
I can get that. Anything you wish you did or didn't do, just, like, it doesn't have to be anything specific, but just, like, in general.
I wish I would have been more assertive. I was very quiet and soft-spoken and shy and nervous in new situations. I wasn't good at saying no. And no, I don't want to do that. So, you know, I got talked into a lot of peer pressure, which is not good. Stick to your morals and values. Those are very important. I wish I had done that more.
How did you meet your husband? We already talked about Mark, but how did you meet him? Like, through family, friends, or friends?
So, I met Mark through a friend from high school. He was one of his roommates. My friend from high school. Mark was one of his roommates, and we were friends for a long time, and I don't know.
Grew into something more.
Grew into something more, and then he beat me at poker one night and proposed to me, so that's fun.
That's very romantic. How is your life compared to, like, a while ago, like 5 or 6 years
ago? 5 years ago. Let's see. For 2018, so that'd be 2013. I would say that life gets better. It always gets better. You just gotta work towards it. I think as an adult, you start off working really hard towards your future and it eventually pays off, but it is hard work. I think that life 5 years ago, I was working a lot, and now I'm able to be at home more with you guys. Mark was still in school, and now he's, you know, not. He's graduated, so he's doing better. So I think we're definitely moving up that adulting ladder.
Where is your favorite place in the world and why?
Well, my favorite place in the world that I've been to, of course, is Southern California, because all my friends and all my family's there. There's nothing else in the world like it. You have the mountains, you have the beach, mm-hmm. you have all my family. But I would say that my high school French teacher, who made me love France a lot, she would spend a lot of the time, class time, talking about France, and that made me love it, and I've never been, but not necessarily Paris, but France. So, yep.
What's your favorite thing to do, like hobbies and such and such?
Well, I like to read. I love reading. I like science fiction. I love my dogs. I like playing with my dogs. I love video games. I like playing poker. I like hanging out with my family. I like taco nights with the family.
Very much so.
I like playing baseball. And, oh, I like to cross stitch.
Ooh, I like that. Any favorite movies? If so, why?
I have several favorite movies. I love musicals. I don't know, there's something about musicals that I love. It just makes you, pulls you in with the music. So I like, you know, Moulin Rouge, and I like Les Miserables, and I like, you know, like the old ones like Carousel and The King and I and Cinderella. All the Rodgers and Hammerstein. I also really like the movie Air Force One. I remember in my yearbook of my high school graduation, I wrote that my favorite movie was Air Force One with Harrison Ford. I'm not sure why, but I think I just really liked it. So, Air Force One.
That's fun. What was the hardest thing you struggled with as a teen, like insecurities or whatever?
Yes, as a girl, it is hard to be a teenager because boys are dumb when you're that age, because girls are mature faster than boys. So you just kind of have to learn to fend that off. But as I said earlier, that it was hard. I was pretty soft-spoken, so that wasn't fun. I was also homeschooled for 7th and 8th grade, so that didn't help with my insecurities. And then when I got into 9th grade, I was like, wow, look, people. So, you know. I think insecurity is one, learning how to say no, doing better in school. Yeah, those are things that I struggled with.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Ooh, I remember that I loved Algebra 1, I loved chemistry, I loved my senior year, I loved math models because we just sat around and talked the whole time. Senior year's the best. But I think that my all-time favorite was French. I really loved that French teacher, and I really loved taking French. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What makes your life the way it is now?
A series of cascading choices. And that's why we've talked about I would never go back in time, because then I would make different choices, and then my life wouldn't have ended up now, and I wouldn't have had you guys. So, I think what makes my life the way it is now is deciding to have a better life for you guys and sticking to my guns, learning to be more outspoken, learning how to say no, working hard, and not being selfish. Not that I ever was selfish, but don't be selfish. Yeah.
Anything you would say to the kids listening?
It really does matter what you do now, because that shapes you as a person for later. It's not necessarily important that you go to a college, but it is necessary that you find, you know that the choices that you make now will affect you for a long time. And if you make bad choices, it takes a long time for you to get over those bad choices. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for doing this interview today. I think that's all we have.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Like, are you going to listen to that?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's good. Are you sure you were finished recording?